So thanks for making the time. I thought it'd be a good opportunity, given that you're going to make your lifelong commitment, to fill us in a little bit about yourself and what got you to decide to make a lifelong commitment. So maybe you can start a little bit sharing your family background with us.
Yeah. So I grew up in Michigan, grew up in Ypsilanti, part of a community, Ann Arbor, Word of Life community. And my parents, my dad was connected to the Sword of Spirit through his time in UCO in Ann Arbor. He went to University of Michigan. My mom was from the Sword of Spirit community in London. And actually my godfather is Dan Keating, who's one of the brothers. So I had a lot of exposure early on to the brotherhood, and I had a really great childhood. I had a lot of support, a lot of people around me who were calling me to follow the Lord and love me and told me the Lord loved me. And really one of the best childhood that you could have, in my opinion.
So your dad and your mom's eyes met across the Atlantic. Is that how it worked?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. My mom came over for after college. She came over. She came after high school, but she never met my dad somehow. But then she came back again after college, but the Lord calling her to do a gap year, and that's where she met my dad.
Okay. And you have one brother?
I have one brother. He is married with a daughter, a niece, and one on the way. So
that's great.
Yeah, my niece Eden, she's actually my goddaughter. So
okay.
Yeah, really great.
So you're a genuine uncle now.
That's right.
And when did you sort of consider? You say even as a young man, you had contact with the servants of the Word given with you. Godfather, but when did you sort of more seriously think about?
Yeah, I probably didn't. I didn't really think about. I grew up going. I mean, I'm Catholic, so I grew up as any good Catholic boy with the need for priests, and so I knew that there was a need for priests, and I had considered that. I thought about going to seminary actually out of high school. But when I visited the seminary, it didn't feel like it was the right fit. So I ended up going to University of Michigan. And that's where I met that's where I kind of really engaged your brother's life. You know, I think I've been to a couple of Lord's Days or something, before that with the brothers, or, you know, different things with brothers coming over to our house and I knew my uncle was a servant of the Word, but I didn't really know much. I hadn't really experienced what it was. So I did summer household after my freshman year of college.
Maybe you can explain what summer household is while you're at it. Sorry.
Yeah. Summer household is like a summer program that we will host, live with guys, invite guys into our house. As servants of the Word, I say, servants of the Word invite people into our house, young men from college, who are in our outreaches to just experience deeper discipleship. And so we have like a common life together, kind of a little bit like how we have it with the brothers. We do morning prayer together and just try to build up an environment of deeper discipleship, potential discipleship and brotherhood. And so I did that after my freshman year with about, I don't know, 10 other guys or something. It was a bigger household. And that was kind of where I had an experience. Actually, a couple of our older brothers were in that house as well. It wasn't just the younger brothers. And I just saw different guys living the life. And for me, basically, it was the first thing that appealed to me was the pattern of life, the morning prayer and carving out the space for prayer in our lives. That really struck me, and seeing the other examples of the brothers in the house, how they lived their life, it got me thinking about trying out this life.
Mm-hmm. And how does it then work if you say, I'm interested? How do you get from there to actually becoming a brother?
Yeah. For me, I knew I was interested after my freshman year, my freshman year to summer household, and sophomore year, that kind of just really ignited my faith in that summer household. I learned to pray every day and read the Bible every day. And as I was praying and drawing closer to the Lord, reading the Word of God more and more, I felt like the Lord was really speaking to me clearly a lot that year. And early on in the year, I felt like it was telling me, you should consider being an affiliate servant to the Word. And I didn't want to. I told him, you got the wrong guy. But then later on during the year, I found I heard the Lord ask me the same thing. And by that point, because of my growing relationship with the Lord, I had more confidence to say, well, Lord, if you're asking me to do this, I trust you'll give me the grace to do it. So, at that point, I knew I wanted to do it. And so at the start of my junior year, I did summer household again, my sophomore year. And then my junior year, I talked to, one of the brothers, just kind of approached him and said, hey, I'd love to be an affiliate. Which is like the first step of checking out Servants of the Word. And so, I talked to a brother and they gave me a copy of the covenant and explained what our life is, what we're about. And they told me to, think about it, pray about it for a semester. So that's kind of what I did. And my conviction was still strong. So around January of 2014, January 2014 is when I became an affiliate.
And how does one decide, I think I'm fit for this life? Does it primarily mean I don't think I want to get married? I don't like children? What's the
Yeah, I mean, I think it was a lot of just the Lord's call in my life. I kind of just saw that, the way I think about it is that the Lord says, pick up your cross and follow me. So it doesn't call you to an easy life. And as older I've gotten, the more early on, I thought that the brotherhood was the hardest life I could choose. And then as I've gotten older and I've had friends who have gotten married and had kids, I realized, okay, that's actually not as easy as I thought it was. So they're actually both, a cross that God calls us to, in a great way. For me, I just really, as I lived the life, it fit right. It called me closer to the Lord. I felt like there was a lot of grace in this life. Wasn't perfect. Doesn't mean everything about it's easy. There's still hard things. But my experience was one of, as I took steps towards the Lord and as I said, okay, Lord, I'll give this kind of radical call a shot. I felt the Lord met me and I just experienced grace growing in a relationship with him in really strong ways. And, we have lots of intentional times of discernment, that we do in the brotherhood, a couple, especially, kind of after you're around your fourth year and around your fifth year. And both of those discernments, I really experienced the Lord inviting me. My question to the Lord was always, Lord, will you be enough for me? I don't want to, I don't want to embark on a fool's errand where I'm just trying to do it white knuckle. I can do this. I don't want to do that. Are you going to give me the grace? Are you enough for me? Because it's not a question of how holy are you. It's a question of, is God calling you? And my experience all throughout the discernment process was every time I asked God that question, Lord, I desire marriage. There's a good thing about marriage here, but I desire this life as well. I desire that it's good. And I felt the Lord calling me and always answering that with some grace for me to continue living the life and living the call. And I felt the Lord was telling me, I am enough for you. I had one moment particularly where I just prayed, Lord, I felt like this was where the Lord was calling me. And I kind of said, Lord, all I want is you. And I felt the Lord tell me, and that is what you'll get.
How did your family feel about it?
I think they've always been very supportive. My parents, they've always told me they want what God wants for me. And so they are always there, if they got questions or concerns, they've always brought them up with me. We talked about them. But they've always been supportive and they are there for me. I know, you know, it's hard. I think it's hard, especially for my mom. I think it's always harder for moms. It's something that, you know, and I mean, I love my mom. She's really great. And we've had some really good conversations. And so I know it's hard for her a little bit, just not, I'm not going to give her any grandkids, you know, and I'm not, but she loves me and supports me, and it's, and is, and they're both really happy for me and pray for me and support me in this life. And so I'm really, really grateful for that. And certainly my brother, sister-in-law as well.
Great. Now, it's no secret that as soon as the word went through a bit of a crisis, some ways you could say we're still in a bit of a crisis. How has that impacted your conviction, your decision?
To say it's very hard. It was a very hard time. My call, I never felt like my call wavered. Mm-hmm. When I, it was very hard, and it was not, it definitely better, but still not the funnest, best time to be a brother. In terms of our reputation and in terms of the things that we've done and just seeing that, and it's hard to see, it's hard to deal with. But personally, I was in formation when the news broke in 2020, and I had never thought that brothers were perfect. I never thought that we were without making mistakes. I didn't realize this, didn't realize the severity of the mistakes, and that was kind of hard. But what I've experienced was when I was making my discernment the year before, in 2019, in the exercises, one of the things was, you picked you on your deathbed, having made the decision you're going to make. And, the picture I got in my mind when I thought about that, I prayed about that, was me as the last brother in the brotherhood, turning off the lights on the brotherhood. And, it was really the Lord inviting me. He just said, if this is what I called you to, would you do it? I just felt the Lord asking me that question. And I just remember saying, Lord, that would really suck. And now it would not be my favorite thing, but if you call me to it, I trust you'll give me the grace to do it. And, you know, I mean, that's pretty dramatic. But after things we went through, you know, I don't have, you know, I'm not in it for success. I'm not in it for the success of the brotherhood. I'm not in it for the success of the mission work I do. I'm not in it for the success of the sword of the spirit. I'm in it because God's called me. And that call has never wavered. And I'm, as long as I'm here, I want the best for our brotherhood. I want the best for the mission. I want the best for our sword of spirit. And so I'm just trying to do what God's called me to do.
Any final reflections on your lifelong commitment in the week's time?
My main kind of experience these days has just been asking God for help, for grace. You know, I've always experienced his grace. And I think my one reflection on the last reflection is, I'm doing this because I need God a lot. And I'm doing this because this is the expression that God's called me to. And so I ask, if you're listening to this, please pray for me. Please pray for me. I need all the help I can get from my brothers, from the communities, from my friends, family. And, please pray, for the grace. That's what my reflection is. The only way we can ever do a radical call or commitment, like marriage or celibacy, is God's grace.
Sure. No, we'll pray for you. And also, we wish you that this, celebration, I know your grandmother's in town even, your family will be there. Your friends will be there. I pray it will be a special, graceful time, for all of you.
Thanks
for making the time, and all the best, leading up to, next week's celebration.